just ask Joni whether she wanted to take some telephone calls. We will be taking some calls in a few minutes, but she has a few more details.
It's not really details. I just don't want the audience to think, the listeners out there to think that rainbow only happens once a year at a rainbow gathering.
No, it's true. There are rainbow gatherings in Central Park.
There's a New York
year.
Rainbow family, and it's very active, and there's picnics. I believe the next picnic is August 12th up 100th Street in Central Park by the pond. If you want to find out what's going on in New York Rainbow and come on out and have fun, the phone number for our light line, which gives the information, is 212-560-7111. That's 212-560-7111. It's our New York City light line, New York Rainbow light line. And there's going to be the Northeast Rainbow Regional Gathering outside of Ithaca, New York, in the Finger Lakes National Forest. And that will be August 17th to the 29th. It should be quite large. You're all invited.
Is it 29th?
And it's going to be outside of Trumansburg, New York. And you can call the Rainbow Light Line here for information.
The Trumansburg show.
Trumansburg, right.
You think there'll be surveillance cameras up there?
I think the Forest Service is going to be there, but they don't have a clue how big it's going to be. A lot of people didn't want to go all the way to Idaho this year and are just chomping at the bit.
I suspect it's going to be large.
It's going to be a large regional. And
if you're going to go to a New York Central Park Rainbow Picnic, keep your shirt on.
Yes. You know, there have been occasions where people have taken their clothes off and just been all natural.
In Central Park.
In Central Park. A couple of folks have done that.
Happens every day, but usually behind bushes.
Right out there at the drum circle. It's lots of fun. Anyway, there are a lot of local stuff, so call our light line. And in August, if you call the light line, that's 560-7111. You'll get the directions to the Ithaca Gathering. And the Finger Lakes National Forest is the youngest national forest in the system of lands. The Finger Lakes National Forest came into effect in 1990, and they've just added more to it recently. So I just wanted to get that out before folks call. I see there's lots of phones ringing. I'd love to talk to someone.
We'd like to encourage people to come and exercise their constitutional rights of free assembly and expression and join the Rainbow family in doing it, because it's beautiful and you'll have a very nice time. We have our own mantra, and that is, we love you.
All right. Then you're on the radio. You're on the radio.
Yeah, Bob, it's Astro. How you doing? Come Chelsea.
Oh, Astro, have you ever been to a rainbow picnic?
Well, right down there in Chelsea, we got a lot of rainbow flags all over the businesses there. There's a rainbow coalition down there in Chelsea, you know.
Is it a coalition, or is it a, like a kind of a merchants association?
Not really, because you got a lot of gays, and you got a lot of straights, you got a lot of blacks, Hispanics, Asians, you got all sorts of people down there in Chelsea, the public housing projects, and in the businesses too, and Greeks and so forth, Italians, Irish, you name it, you got it, you know. And also, the reason I called is maybe Amy Goodman or the people listening to BAI would like to write to President Bill Clinton. He's going to be on the top floor, 14th floor, at 55 West 125th Street. Monday his office opens. Going to be 10-person staff at 55 West 125th Street, 14th floor, top floor, New York, New York. Maybe write to him, ask him to appear on Amy Goodman's show again.
Oh, what a good idea. You're on the air.
Astro's an asshole. He's...
Now, that's a guy who has been trying to ingratiate himself with this audience for years and years by calling up and making what he thinks are succinct and careful and comments about other participants. And as long as he keeps on doing that, as a matter of fact, as long as I recognize his voice, he will never be on my program.
We're familiar with them at Rainbow. We call them wing nuts.
You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Bob. How are you? What is this park that Wavy Gravy had up in Vermont?
Oh, Earth People's Park.
Earth People's Park. I'm going to check that out. Now, have you ever...
Well, I'm not sure the Earth People's Park is still there.
Oh, I know. I mean, historically, I'll check it out. Now, did you ever go to the Taylor Park in Kauai, which was happening like in the late 60s and early 70s when Elizabeth Taylor bought... You know, the highways ended...
In Kauai?
Yeah. In Hawaii... None of the highways go all the way around the island, right? They stop and there's just nothing, man. And Elizabeth Taylor had bought this huge piece of property at the end of the highway past Hanalei. And in the late 60s and 70s, it became like she donated it to anybody who wanted to camp there.
Was it hippies?
Yeah, pretty much. And it did turn sour as the whole scene did.
Speaking of turning sour, this is WBAI in New York City.
Oh, you're sour? WBAI is sour?
Well...
I mean, I understand there's conflict, but conflict...
Maybe it's in ferment. It's not actually turning sour. We might come up with some yogurt after a while.
But in Chinese, man, like, crisis is always opportunity and disaster. Two sides of a coin, right?
Crisis is what?
Two sides of a coin. Opportunity and death. Disaster, right?
Right.
So I think maybe it's a healthy thing because, like, you know, what's going on in the world today, certainly with the Bush administration, like, affronting everybody in the world, you have to wonder, what is the response of the American public to this? And I think people are waking up because they're seeing that we've got nut jobs out there in charge of diplomacy, in charge of public interest. I mean... Bush now wants to have... Now, I have nothing against Hispanics or Mexicans, but I don't think we want Mexican trucks running amok across America, across the United States.
Where is this going?
You know, until basically they're paid decent wages, the trucks are maintained like our airlines are, and we have, you know, they have insurance, and they get paid well.
Is this who I think it is?
I don't know who you think it is, but my name is Paul.
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. Paul,
I lived down in Chelsea by Astor. I'd really like to meet Astor someday. You know, I live down here too on 17th Street. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. But anyway,
we may be getting some sort of a visitation.
I don't know, but you know, like, okay, you guys are doing a great job. The rainbow thing, I'm going to try to get in touch with that and see if I can't connect. I mean, because there's an enormous need to connect out there, and the instruments of power are out there basically making sure that no one connects.
Oh, Paul, I think you're absolutely correct with that. I think that the attempt is to keep alternative thinking and groups that promote alternative lifestyles from networking. I think that's
definitely... Well, I can't even organize my building because everyone's terrified here on 17th Street. I mean, I don't know. Astro's probably over there in the Fulton houses, I guess. I'm not sure. I mean, is that a racial statement? I don't think so. I don't know. Astro seems to be a black person. He's probably over there in the Fulton houses, which are great. I bike by there every day.
Well, you know, the great thing about radio is you can pretend that someone is whatever... You know, you want to pretend they are.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Astro basically is an older dude, probably older than me. I'd like to have coffee with him, but not at a Starbucks, which is like, you know, 8th Avenue.
You don't have much of a choice, do you?
8th Avenue is inundated.
Every block in the city.
8th Avenue, I mean, what happened to the great Chinese-Cuban restaurants, man? They're all gone. They're leveled.
Yeah. What happened to Mi Chinita? Is that still there?
No. Chinita is still there.
Oh, Asia de Cuba is gone?
It's the one last one hanging on.
Is Asia de Cuba gone?
No, that's gone. They leveled it. They're building something there.
Tazadoro?
Tazadoro is still there. That's going to hang on. You know, but, you know, the Spanish population in Chelsea is being decimated. I've been here for 17 years, right? I've seen the young kids coming up, boys and girls. The boys go away for a couple of years, they come back, and the older people don't know what the hell to make of it, and they're all being squeezed out. They're being hammered. So that population base is being decimated, unfortunately. And, you know, I hope they'll find fertile grounds other places, but not in Chelsea. It ain't happening. And I might be out of here any day if my landlord has his way.
Yeah, I might be out of here any day, too.
So it's kind of scary. But anyways, thank you so much for your program. I don't have a creative thought in my mind. I am just so kicked off that, and I don't have the resources. I've been lazy in the sense that I've not found the resources to fight back. And it's hard to find the resources here in the city. If you go to DHCR, you know how many hoops you have to jump through? If you go to Housing and Preservation, who appoints these people? It takes like, and plus you got to survive, right? You got to pay the rent and do all that other stuff too, man. And it's like, how big is this fight going to be? And so I got to find a group. I got to find people.
That's the only way, because it's endemic in, areas. All around New York, all in New York City, Fort Greene, other areas in Queens, everybody's under that pressure. Neighborhoods are under that kind of pressure.
Yeah, and I know that because I freelance, so I'm in corporate offices all the time, and I'm usually down there with the male people and all that. These are the people that are helping me get my job done. And they're all talking about the squeeze they're under.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people that aren't even, and I tell them I'm living in Chelsea. They say, holy hell, how can you afford that? And I say, well, I can't, but, I'm here. But they're under the squeeze in the different boroughs, and whether they're in Jersey or wherever. And it's really, they're quiet. It's like, hey, the roads, right? A lot of people living lives of quiet desperation. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to run amok. I'm being harassed by my landlord to the place where what he wants me to do, and I'm sure this is true all of the city, is to do something rash, which would be grounds for eviction of myself from, my little home here. And, it's like, I don't want to do anything rash. I want to organize and get out there, but the effort is like, And the communication doesn't. I grew up in Pittsburgh, okay? Pittsburgh was a union city. It was like Hawaii is, like Honolulu was like 20 years ago. You knew where to go for help. And you got help. Okay? Or even, hey, let's not knock Daly's Chicago.
Well, some people call for the police, when they want help.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about help with someone breaking into my apartment. I'm talking about help with
Yo le voy a dar. Ay, él se comió esta colora, mamá. Se comió la colora. Yo soy testigo.
I used to say that I have never seen a situation that was improved by inviting in the police. That's what I used to say. I used to say that. I don't know whether I still believe it all the time, but, you know, it's a pretty good general rule, don't you think?
Well, it's twinkle, twinkle, little star, long come breeding in his electric car. Got a mean look right in his eye, gone to shoot somebody just to see him die. Been on the job too long. And Duncan Duncan, tending the bar. Along come Brady with his shining star. Brady said, Duncan, under arrest. Duncan shot a hole right in Brady's chest. Been on the job too long. Well, it's Brady, Brady, Brady. Know you done wrong. Busting in here while my game was going on. Breaking down my window, smashing down my door. Now you lying dead on that barroom floor. Been on the job too long. Sitting old King Breed was a big fighting man. Doctor reached out, grabbing hold of his hand. Fell for his pulse. Doctor, he said, I believe to my soul, King Brady's dead. Been on the job too long. Sitting high-tailed carriages, standing all around. Just take King Brady to his burying ground. High-tailed carriages, rubber-tied hack. Now take him to the graveyard. Ain't gonna bring him back. Been on the job too long. When all of the women heard King Brady was dead, they all went home re-ragging red. Come slipping, sliding, shuffling down the street in a big Mother Hubbard and the stocking feet. Been on the job too long. Well, it's Brady, Brady, Brady. Now you know you done wrong. Busting in here while my game was going on. Breaking down the window, smashing down the door. Now you lying dead on that barroom floor. Been on the job too long. Been on the job too long.
Oh, Brady, Brady, Brady. Brady, I'm going to answer some of these telephone calls, if that's okay with you, you rainbow people.
Well, that'd be fine.
Yeah, right. All right.
Let's see who's there.
Hi, who's there? Are you there? Are you there?
I think. Am I here?
Yeah.
It's Redmond the Green calling from the wilds of Ulster County. And,
Are you listening to us on the internet or?
No. Yeah. I always choose a place to live up here based on reception, and so we got an old antenna on the roof and listen whenever we can. Mm. And last night I was listening, and I heard one of our favorite evening people missing with no explanation, and I'm hoping another shoe has not dropped down there, and nobody said anything about it.
Well, you know, I'm ready for a shoe to come out of the telephone any minute now.
So you can't say.
You know? I don't know. I mean, I know what happened. I guess I could say that the broadcaster, I'm not supposed to, I don't know whether I'm supposed to say or not say. You know, that's the problem with mm-hmm. fascism. You don't know whether you can say or not say.
You can't answer a question?
I know.
This is fascism, of course.
It's definitely, I don't know, but the Rainbow family has a bit of a tortured history vis-a-vis COINTELPRO.
Oh, so does the Smith family.
Yeah. There are some people in the family that trace the Rainbow back to a certain Vortex festival that was held in Portland, outside of Portland, Oregon.
Talk about that.
70.
That's true. We were just talking about that before.
Legendary.
It's a festival that was actually put on by the county of Multnomah to draw people away from the People's Army Jamboree, which was welcoming Spiro Agnew and Mitchell to town. In an effort to end the Vietnam War. And
were you there?
I was there, and remember a white van with just beaucoup amounts of psychedelics, and the fact that this thing was down in a canyon, and people really did not get out of there and get to that protest in the numbers that were expected, because a lot of the other festivals happening that summer adjourned in order to get people to the People's Army Jamboree. And even today, at certain gatherings, the efforts to disseminate information have petitions about various environmental and social justice causes. While welcomed by most people at the gathering, there are actually some elders that have said statements such as, and I quote, having information at the info booth may endanger our First Amendment rights.
Oh, wait a minute.
Actually told me this one.
Explain what the info booth is, please.
What gatherings have you been to?
Oh, I've been to a number of nationals. This particular gem of wisdom was uttered at the Pennsylvania National 2 or 3 years ago.
There actually was getting the information booth, which is supposed to be information about the gathering, that's at the information with whatever happens at the gathering. That's what information's about.
Right.
Just got overcome by all this other information. So this year, a booth where a whole other section was established for this such information. It was wonderful.
Yeah, well, what happened this particular time, and I don't want to dwell on just one thing, and
you were in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I strongly encourage people to come to the gathering, and a lot of activist people that are sort of turned off by this should redouble their efforts to come and bring banners and bring their information about the range of issues that really affect the whole rainbow of life on Earth, which is certainly in jeopardy now. But now at this particular one, we showed up to the info booth early on and said, well, we usually have kind of a free speech area, and brought some stuff, and other people want to bring their things. Let's build an extra section, and had a meeting with the honchos that were running info, and they said, well, okay, put it here. And
you know how to get around all that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we got around.
You know how to get around all that?
So we,
you just join info and say, well, I'm here to help with info.
Exactly what we did. And,
there you go.
And so when we'd take a little break, everything that wasn't the always free, which they had a couple bundles of and put 2 or 3 stacks and opened them all up and unfold them and shoved the stuff to the side and said, we don't want this blank here. It might endanger our First Amendment. What? And so then I recalled the origins of Vortex and how, you know, COINTELPRO, it has really come down to this day, which I don't mean to be so negative, because the rainbow is really a great thing, and it's the sum of all the people that come. People should come, but for people listening to BAI, who might say, oh, they're just a bunch of rainbows and just want to get high, blah, blah, blah. There really is more to it.
Drainbows?
Rainbows.
Drain.
Rain.
Yeah. Rainbows are individuals who don't contribute just...
Right.
Have you been to a gathering since Pennsylvania?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, let me see. I've been to... I go to one or two a year, Ocala, Florida, every year, which is... You know,
were you in Ocala this year, this past February?
Yes.
So did you meet Malcolm Jowers and the incident command team? Did you get a ticket?
No.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, I have so far been lucky in that way. But it's really good that a wider cross-section of people come and don't think it's just a negative thing, despite the comments, you know, I made, which kind of, you know, I sprung off of the BAI situation, which is, you know, unfolding.
The major thing about this vis-a-vis political thing that you're talking about is that a rainbow gathering is a spiritual event, and the politics, which is freedom of speech, is a side thing. It's always been from the beginning of Rainbow not to take a political opinion or an issue and to just, well,
exactly,
you know, travel down the spiritual path. However,
and yet when people do put something out, some of the ones in charge take a very strong political
position. Oh, nobody's in charge. Oh, come on.
They are.
You're in charge.
Yeah,
if you get there and you join in, you do it.
You
right.
That's
but
all.
You're
a leader too, then.
Yeah, so the people that were in Pennsylvania at the information booth at that time were not the people that were in Montana at the information booth, nor the people that were in Idaho, nor were they the people that were in Arizona the year before or whatever was before
that.
Yeah,
it's
you know,
very loose.
For whoever comes and volunteers.
But this year it was a very interesting thing. Information made it very clear that this booth was going to be for the information disseminated for the gathering.
Uh-huh.
And there was a whole nother camp section for political information.
Was it in a central spot?
It was right around the. It was right around the bend.
I'm glad.
It was right on the edge of the meadow, around the bend. It was a whole other beautiful thing with tables built up, pretty similar to information, and that's where that happened at. Which is a really great idea.
Yeah, well, that's good if it's really done in a way that's not kind of just shunting people's opinions and you know, ability to use their free speech off to one side, because
no, it was just like another section, and if you were interested in that, you went over to that section, and it's not the first time it's been done like that either.
It's good it's at least being done somehow.
Oh yeah,
there was a real effort to silence people and say that, well, it's okay to fly a Confederate flag at a camp, but it's not okay to have a petition to save the rainforest, to free Mumia.
Oh, I don't believe anybody said that at all.
They did.
No. What they said was, do not keep this at the information booth, which is for information about gathering.
There was actually two sections to that booth, one of which was built specifically for providing a free speech area. And I didn't really call to have a major discussion about this, because I think...
Well, if you're stuck with it, you're going to have a major discussion about it.
Let's move on to something else. What else do you like?
The rainbow thing is excellent, and more people should know about it.
Will you be at the Finger Lakes in August?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
We'll see you there.
I think that people that have been felt that, no, it's just spiritual, and our brand of spirituality means 420 and blah, 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 and everything else... That's not so. It's really a rainbow. Everything's got to be there. I know under the rubric of the same thing, we have these gatherings in Woodstock every full moon. And we happen to have set up shop there the very last full moon before the voter reg deadline in New York State, which would have been October 13th last year. And put up a little table off to the side with some voter reg forms. And we were actually threatened to leave there, take that shit back to Babylon, bring it to New York City. This is a spiritual spot. So there's a certain strand of spirituality that actively opposes any form to smoke Marlboros and drive five bunches of gasoline to get to the gathering, but it's too spiritual. That part, that's not anti-spiritual, but yet we were actually threatened. And that wasn't under the name of Rainbow.
No, I was going to say that. Not Rainbow.
The individuals.
Right, of course.
All right, well, I think one of the consequences of the tactics that the Forest Service has now been taking with Rainbow over the last few years, the more stringent, more draconian type of tactics, that the political consciousness of Rainbow has increased and probably will increase in the future, simply because there's a need to defend, you know, their rights as individuals.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I can only speak as an individual. I can't speak for the Rainbow family, because no one can. However, that seems to be a direct consequence of what's going on.
Yeah.
Not only at Rainbow, but in many other areas of alternative thinking.
Well, I would think that in general, people have shied away from the struggle in one way or another, and it kind of comes to you. It's like somebody was saying just the other day, I guess at the Starwood gathering there was a discussion there, and well, one of the things we used to say in the 60s was bring the war home, and well, the war really has come home to us. And
you're on the air, too.
Even people
out
in the woods.
I've got a shoe for you. Robert Knight was fired last night at 11:59 before he came to the station to do his show.
I must correct that.
The terminology is slightly different.
Well, I heard from some people up here today that he was not fired but suspended for 2 weeks, but he was greeted at the door of the control room by some big guy who wouldn't let him come in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the big guy's program went on, and you know, you heard
it was pretty bad. I mean, yeah. I wanted to listen to a show about the terrestrial,
and here I'm hearing
about the extraterrestrial. Yeah. I mean, although Earthwatch sort of does both of them. It does the terrestrial, the extraterrestrial, the scientific, the poetic, the humorous, the serious. I mean, it's a good show. He's a good journalist. And frankly, I think that the station is in great danger. And anyone who tries to do professional quality work there, or anyone who tries to give a voice to a community in an honest, forthright,
professional you're saying I'm not in any trouble?
In danger. I think you're in great danger. I mean, that's why I'm calling in to wake your audience up. You know, it's probably not a coincidence that the morning show name was changed from Wake Up Call to, I don't know, Warning Show or something like that. They don't want you to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is creeping fascism at the station. I've heard that there are all sorts of $50,000 worth of security equipment, and what sounds like a very, very poor management style, at the very least. You know, if I use my kinder side, and I hope that people will wake up.
You're on the air.
You know, at times there are things
you are. You're on the air too.
Let me turn the speakers off.
I just want to give a phone number and a website and get off.
Yes, there's somebody else trying to talk to.
Okay. The phone number of a group, Concerned Friends WBI, there are actually two groups. Concerned Friends WBI, their phone number is 800-825-0055. You can get news about actions, and also, should we lose your valuable voice out fast, I want to thank you.
What was that number?
800-825-0055.
825-0055.
Yes. And then there's a website, too, www.wbaiaction.org. www.wbaiaction.org. And there's also a Pacifica campaign, because this is not just WBAI, but it's also a national attempt to corporatize community radio, because I guess we're a threat to somebody, to some power that be, and this is happening nationally. It happened earlier in California, and now it's happening in New York. Actually, it happened in Washington and Texas, too. Their number is 646-230-9588, 646-230-9588, pacificacampaign.org. www.pacificacampaign.org. And I hope to hear Robert Knight on the air in 2 weeks. I will be listening, and I will also be writing and boycotting for the time being. Thank you very much. Bye.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, you're on the air.
Bob?
Hello.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Me?
You.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let him go.
Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Baba Ganoush. My slave name is Herb Elburn, but my friends are calling me Baba. One friend calls me Baba G.
Baba G.
I'm calling for a couple of things. I tuned in at about 17. I meant to tune in at midnight, but I tuned in about 17 minutes after midnight, and you were in the midst of playing music of Mimi Farina and Joan Baez.
That was last week, yeah.
This is tonight.
No, oh, no, tonight. Oh, yeah. Tonight. Well, I did that last
Rainbow
week, too.
Oh, well,
because last
really
week.
Happy to get a little bit I could, because I didn't know until 2 weeks ago or so that Mimi Farina did music. I had read Richard Farina's Been Down So Long It Looks Like Up to Me, and that's a lot for me because I'm manic depressive and I know what it is to be down. I have the utmost regard and respect for you, but I there's one thing that bothered me. You said
I don't want to hear it.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I didn't hear you. You said that Mimi Farina checked out last week. Did she pass on?
Yeah.
I'm very sorry to hear that. And as I say, I have the utmost respect for you, but I think when somebody as high as Mimi Farina dies, I don't like the term check out. I think it's degrading of her being. So
well,
I don't like that.
I don't think it's... degrading. I didn't mean to degrade
I know
her.
You didn't mean it to be degrading.
But what she did do was experience a lot of pain. She was
a blessing
on,
that she passed. If I ever get to that point, I want to die.
She was on a morphine pump, and the morphine pump wasn't sufficient. She had a few different kinds of cancer, and it was really very... very tragic, very unwelcome.
Very tragic. How old was she, 55?
Something like that, I don't know. 52, 55, I don't know.
It's a great loss to all of us. I was very sorry to hear about it.
But I didn't mean any kind of disrespect.
No, I knew you didn't mean it. There was no question in my mind that
you didn't
mean
it. Why don't you take the word the way I meant it?
I don't even like to say of people... I used to all the time say so-and-so dropped dead, but I don't even
listen,
like to... say they died. I like to say they passed on.
Well, how do I know what you like? If I'd known what you like, I would have said it the way you liked it. But I said it the way I like it, you know?
Did you know that I like black and white cookies very much? Would you send me half a dozen? I'll put them in my About the Rainbow Gathering.
Yeah.
I've been threatening to go to one for the last 25 years. My friend Tony Main, he's a photographer. He's the unofficial photographer of the Rainbow Gathering, and every year it's Herb. You come in this year, and I have a beautiful photograph of
him. No. They just say, is there going to be any Herb?
Anyhow, I'm threatening again to come to the regional one. I think I really owe it. I've been to one.
You owe it to yourself.
Yeah, thanks
my
for the
goodness.
Warning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I want to come to the regional. I've been to a picnic or two in Central Park.
Wow.
And
somebody else on the line, too. Hi.
Yeah, hello. This is Sam from the Bronx.
Hi, Sam.
I've been listening, and I understand you to say someone else is gone from WBAI.
Well, yeah. So, would you turn your radio down, Sam? I can hear a ringing and an echoing. Yeah.
Just a minute. I'll be right back.
You know, it's absurd not to to be worried about whether I should say this or not. You know, it really is absurd. I happen to know what happened, and it was last night, and it was Robert Knight. And he was told that it was his last night. There seems to be some sort of a revision at the moment. I don't know whether it's a response to the rally of people who were gathered outside the station, or probably the people who were rallying on the telephone all day. But for one reason or another, he was given a couple of letters, which I understand are going to be posted on the internet, accusing him of all kinds of things that I don't think he could possibly be guilty of.
Oh, my goodness. I'm very sorry to hear that. I am a listener. WBAI has been my station of information for over 30 years. I think the first time I listened to WBAI was Wallen came to New York and gave a speech at Madison Square Garden, and I was one of the bus drivers who took him from Grand Central Station.
You mean Henry Wallace? Henry Wallace, not...
Oh, no.
George
no,
Wallace.
This was Governor Wallace.
Really?
This was Governor Wallace. I remember that he made a statement that incinerated my senses, man, about someone about didn't know how to park their bicycle correct. And I knew that he was talking about black people. And I was so angry that I didn't go back to pick up his group to take them back to the and they fired me. So I remember that one very, very well. No, this is Governor Wallace.
Can I tell you a story about Governor Wallace?
Go ahead.
After he had been shot, in his wheelchair, he was recovered enough to be the favorite son of the Georgia delegation. And this was the 1968 Democratic Convention, at which there were, or maybe it was the 1970 Democratic Convention, I'm not sure, but there were a number of yippies in the who had actually gained admission to the hall. One of them was a guy named Super Joel. Now, Super Joel is a heterosexual guy who is a very convincing dragster. I mean, Super Joel can put on a wig and a gown and powder his face, and he don't believe he's alive any longer, but he was a very, very convincing woman. at about 9 o'clock in the morning. But by about 9 o'clock in the evening, Super Joel, well, the powder had sort of run down his face.
He
was getting a lot of 5 o'clock shadow. And he was seated right behind George Wallace's Alabama delegation. And there was a nomination. Someone got up and nominated George Wallace, and the Alabama delegation was supposed to lead the procession around the hall, throwing their hats in the air and, you know, waving the flags and saying kill or whatever it is that they say. And Super Joel had managed to get himself into the Alabama delegation. And just as the demonstration was about to begin, Super Joel stood up as they were getting ready to wheel the wheelchair and said, "I know if we all pray, George will walk. Pray, walk, George, walk, George, walk." So somebody threw a punch at him. And someone said, "What are you hitting that woman for?" And there was a riot in the delegation, and there was no demonstration for George Wallace. And as a result of that, I believe, Super Joel's heroic action, there was no George Wallace presidency. Of course, George Wallace reformed before he died. But our caller is gone. You're on the air.
Excuse me. Just posted on the message board, and
we're
like, okay.
Hello.
And I think I've killed two songs. She's trying to get
news. Somebody put the phone down.
Well. You're on the air. And it's you. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bob, you were speaking about George Wallace. You know, I went to the Universal Autograph Collector Show.
Astro, one call a night. You're on the air. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. Good morning, Mom.
Good morning. This is a familiar voice as well.
I never saw Waiting for Rusty, but I understand that at the end of the play, Lefty arrives and everyone in the audience stands up and says, strike, strike, strike. And I think that is in order now at WBAI. You are being picked off one by one. And the first two was Bernard White, Valerie Van Isler, Mimi Rosenberg, and many others. And this is simply uncalled for. I mean, what is uncalled for is that nobody goes out with them and says, solidarity forever. Nobody says an injury to one is an injury to all. I don't have a computer, but I joined a telephone tree back in 1977, and one of the few limbs that are left on it is Doris Ehrenfeld, and she has a computer, and she said that she listened to Robert Knight via KPFA on her computer. And I think that the word could be got out if you're afraid of missing something. And this, of course, goes for Amy Goodman as well, because she does such brilliant programming, as do you, that this burnishes the image of WBAI, and it therefore now burnishes the image of the fascists who are in charge of it. And they can say, you see, we have freedom of speech. There are these people who get on all the time and through various kinds of strange little jokes, they get the news out. So you see, and we know this. And so we really have freedom of speech. But of course, we know that real freedom of speech gets you fired. And as you were saying a few minutes ago, it's absurd that you can't say what it is you want to say on free speech radio, especially when you, Bob Fass, were leading at least the Western world in getting out the news about the assassination of Allende and the CIA leading Pinochet to take over Chile. And the strike that had gone on before that, that was one of the most memorable programs on WVAI, as well as the revolution in Portugal, that most people have forgotten about by this time. And so I urge everyone to walk out and join the crowd outside at 120 Wall Street, at South Street, and form a permanent picket line. Unfortunately, I didn't look at my messages on my machine when I got home this evening, and so I got a message that there was this emergency picket at 120 Wall Street, and I would have gone down, but I was too late. But the time has come to strike. Good night.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I called last week and I read a song. I started a whole trend. Hello?
You have the hiccups.
Yeah, I get the hiccups.
Yeah.
You know, my nervous nature. But I wanted to know if I could, read another song in a, you know. I don't want to, you know, interrupt the politics.
Well, were you listening?
What? Yes, I was listening.
Do you have any comment on what has transpired?
Well, I mean, I don't know too much about it, but I guess it's just, I don't know why people are being replaced. I guess it's just, you know, make more money. But, you know, sometimes you worry too much about fighting the problem, you forget the solution. So, I don't know.
I have a feeling that song is going to disappoint me, but go ahead.
Okay. It's called WBA. No. It's called Broken Waters. The lights have gone off. The people just cry. Everyone's getting worried. Don't need to know why. The town has fallen into dust ever so slow. Before the light comes, there'll be great woe. The son will fall asleep. The mothers will weep. And the river shall break. Look to the church. Hear its rusted bells. People whispering like an echo lost down a well. In the graveyard, shadowy figures will roam. Down the deserted road, silence will moan. As the houses do close, the ghosts will tiptoe, and the river shall break. Across the meadow, down the stream, behind thorn branches, someone will scream. The streetlight will bark as the cars go by it, and many shall run and hide in the quiet. Nightingales will still on top of the hill, and the river shall break. Who's that being swallowed by the fog? The rain will drizzle, the sewers will fog. The terror that looms will devour the rain. Soon no sound at this hour shall ever remain. Sun will come up, the town will have sunk, face down in broken waters.
Thank you.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yeah. Bob.
Yeah.
I think deep inside of every rainbow there's like a Kaczynski that needs to come out.
A Kandinsky?
Kaczynski.
What is the word? Could you spell it?
You know, the guy who, I think his brother and his mother turned him in.
Oh, you mean the...
Oh, the Unabomber guy.
Unabomber?
No.
I think inside there's that torment.
Well,
I think they should be coming out. They should come out. If they come out, I'll go over there myself and join the rainbow.
Well, the rainbow is a microcosm of the world, so you have everybody that comes. And you're one of everybody, so you might as well come.
Well, I'll have to let my Kaczynski out.
Okay. You live in a cabin?
Well, I should live in a cabin. I think if I had to be a, woodsman? Log cabin.
Yeah, that would help if you wanted to be a woodsman.
I want to be a Kaczynski.
You think that rainbows are angry at the world?
I think they don't have the insight that was endowed to Kaczynski. Anyway, thank you.
Oh, sure. A Unabomber. Every rainbow.
We all have a little bit of Unabomber.
You're on the air.
I bought a speech shirt while $30 a picture I wrote to.
You're on the air.
Hi, Mom. This is Victor. I'm the 15th Coalition in Midland, Pennsylvania. I got something to share about Thomas Paine and the rainbow flag. He wrote a maritime compact in 1800. It proposed a law of nations. For a neutral association of nations. It was basically calling for unification of Europe under a rainbow flag. And there is actually a copy of this flag available. You may also recall that there was a lot of political activism around Thomas Paine around 1800 in this country. If the Tsar, Paul...
Yes, and there's a lot of Paine around political action.
Well, what's your alternative? Fascism is right on.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that the Paine, no pain, no gain, you know.
Well, Thomas Paine is my hero. He's the guy who invented constitutions.
Yep, I like him.
The solution is in the Constitution.
I like him.
Well, let me propose your statement about fascism is right on. The word fascism translates to corporate tyranny, unlike Nazism. Mussolini was hired by the king and fired by the king in 1943. In this country, we don't have a regular aristocracy, we have robber barons. And, sure, if you want to have a strike at BAI, go ahead, but I'd suggest that you also should file criminal charges against the corporate powers that be. Corporations have no right to exist in this country, and if they had no right to exist, they have no right to continue. So, you know, the word corporation is not found in our Constitution. It is the word lawyer. That's a British system.
Yeah, well, what happened in this country was that corporations were granted the status of individuals, and then
by
Congress.
By who?
By Congress.
No, they have no right to grant the corporate status. They're hired to enforce the Constitution, not to invent laws. It takes a Constitutional Convention
to
change the law.
Well, you'll have to argue it with those guys, man. I didn't want them to do it, but I wasn't even born yet.
Why not just file the criminal charges?
Against the Congress?
Against,
that's a good idea.
Against the corporation. Have them prove their right to exist. If the corporation, BAI, at the high level, you don't push it around.
You think that you'll find a judge who won't laugh you out of court?
The judges work for us.
They do. They do, huh?
Hey, if you don't treat them as criminals, they're just going to keep doing the same thing. You've got to file the charges. If they're criminals, you treat them as criminals.
Well, you know, file them. File those charges. See what happens.
What, you have a better idea?
I didn't say I had a better idea. I'm just saying you don't have a full comprehension of what the reaction would be when you file those charges, because courts will, unless they're forced to by some kind of enormous pressure, they'll continue to enact the will of the powerful.
Well, whining in the wind is not the solution.
Oh, is that what I'm doing?
No, I'm not saying you're doing it. I'm suggesting that if you don't take action and organize...
People do take... I mean, look what's been happening in Genoa. People are taking action.
But you got to organize first.
Yeah, well, they did organize.
If BAI is organized tomorrow to take it back, it's not going to restore freedom all around. It's a symptom of a bigger problem.
Yep.
Okay, keep up the good work, though. I'm with you.
Amen. Thank you. Bye. This is WBAI in New York City. And you're on the air. Trying to get... You're on the air.
Yeah. I went to the Rainbow Gathering in 99 in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And one of the things I was really impressed with is the Rainbow's sense of justice. I have a little story